I'd want you to bow before God and pray. Pray that God will speak to you this evening. Pray that you will be empowered before you leave here this evening. We will be praying a lot. Pray that God will give you grace, the grace to pray. Pray that God will grant me grace, the grace to expound His word. Onipa Benina Okazama Vrama Vramo Yedi Yedi Onipa Benina Okazama Vramo Aye. Nidinu eyewanwa atoma shenema ye nidinu eyewanwa ishire awudinu eyewanwa ye atoma shewoma. Father, we believe that at the mention of the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue will have to confess that He alone is Lord. Father, take control of everything now and let every name that is named here bow before you. I pray that every spirit from whatever cortex will bow now in Jesus' name. Lord, teach us. Holy Spirit, we are ready to be taught by you. Speak through me, teach your people. In Jesus' name, amen. Please sit. Last Wednesday, I was at the back. And what our brother said was wonderful. I don't think I'll be able to parrot the things he said. But then I'll do a short summary. And then I continue whatever we are supposed to hear today. And then we pray. Our brother was trying to tell us that when God created man, he gave him dominion, authority. And it is the truth. The reading, a reference was Genesis 1, 26 to 28. We are just reminding ourselves. And Genesis 1, 26 to 28. You know, I like let us read. So please let us read. It says was, then God said, let us make man in our image and in our likeness. And let them rule over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the air, over the livestock, over all the earth, and over all the creatures that move along the ground. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. So we're saying that man was not created to be an imbecile, you know, or a useless thing in the garden. He was created to rule. He was created to be in charge. He was created to manage. He was created to subdue. Psalm 8, verses 4 to 6, just about this, says that, let us read, what is man that you are mindful of him? That son of man that you care for him. You made him a little lower than the heavenly beings and crowned him with glory and honor. You made him ruler over the works of your hands. You put everything under his feet. You can't call any man a nincompoop, a fool. You can't do that. The one who created him gave him something to do. A man is a useful being. And then Psalm 115 verse 16. Psalm 115 verse 16 says, what? Thy highest heavens belong to the Lord, but the earth he has given to man. Tell the person sitting by you, he gave the earth to us. He gave the earth to who? To us. It is for us to rule. Everything was for our good, except that for some of the things we make gods out of them. We are afraid of them, we worship them. But other people did not worship them, and they were for our use, and were to subdue them for our benefit. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, 21 to 23 says something. It's the same thing. Let us read. So then, no more boasting about men. All things are yours. Human beings, all things are what? Yours. Whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or present or the future, all are yours. All the things we see, he created them for us. For us. And you are of Christ, and Christ is of God. So, our brother was telling us that he gave us dominion. We are not useless beings. But we handed that over to the enemy. That was why the devil could confidently say in Luke chapter 4, 5 to 6, what he referred to. The devil could confidently say, tell Jesus that what? The devil led him up to a high place and did what? Showed him an instant all the kingdoms of the world. And then what? And he said to him, I will give you all the authority and splendor, for it has been given to me, and I can give it to anyone I want. Who gave it to him? Who gave it to him? Through the original sin and the fall, we gave it to the devil. And he's saying here, bragging, that has been given to me the kingdoms of the world. So we gave it to the devil. But thank God that through our Lord Jesus, our brother told us. Colossians 2:15, the Bible says what about? He did what? And having done what? Disarmed the powers and authorities. He made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. So when Jesus went on the cross, something happened. He disarmed the enemy and his cohorts. Oh, I thought your army would be better than this. What was taken from you, our Lord Jesus went for it back. And he gives it to his own people. That was the message our brother was telling us. And so the theme was authority of believers. Our authority. Are we useless? Is the devil so much above us? There are some people who feel that they must not mention the name of the devil. If they do, he will be annoyed. And he will attack them. So they feel that it's better you don't mention his name. If you don't mention him, the devil will feel that you are maybe his friend or something, and will not make, you know, enter into any rough issues with you. But you, no one can be a friend of the enemy, for he came forever, and the Bible says he is there. He came to do what? To steal, to destroy, and to kill. So whether you befriend him or you don't befriend him, he's still doing his work. That is his job description. And he's supposed to fulfill that. And so we need not be afraid when we come to the area of spiritual warfare. And when we are talking about issues concerning our authority and concerning what we can do, I believe that we accept it. Authority, I know Osofu defined it as what? Delegated power. We have nothing in us, but in him we have something. Oh, I don't know if you understood my statement. We don't come in our own strength. Nobody is coming and battling in his own strength. If you want to do it in your own strength, what have you done on the cross? Were you the one who disarmed them? Were you the one who took the thing back? No. So nobody comes in his own strength. We pastors even don't come in our own strength. No prophet comes in his own strength. We all come because authority has been delegated to us. If you accept it, shout amen. Amen. And so we have been given. And that is why we are using. But some have been given, but they are not using it. Anytime they have a problem, they want to come to me, so that I will use it for them. Or they want to see the gentleman in the bush, so that he will use it for them. But not us at Accra Church. With us, we have taken the authority. If it is the truth, shout amen. Amen. And when you feel that something is not going on well, you take the authority, and based on the power, the source, you shout in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, leave what you are doing, and the enemy will leave it. He will recognize the power behind that. If you accept that, shout amen. Amen. So authority is delegated power. Thank God that the Lord gave us power. You know, he said, all power in heaven and on earth has been given unto me. So go. Is it not the truth? That you have a backing. Don't be afraid. Go. Again, Acts chapter 1, 8 and 9. When Jesus was sending the disciples, he told them that you wait. You will be endued with power from on high. And when that power comes, you will be my witnesses. So I want to tell you that we are serving a God who will not just send us naked to go and be destroyed by the enemy, but he equips us for ministry. If you accept that, shout amen. Amen. That is something we all believe, all ministers. If you are called by God, you believe that, one, you have delegated power, authority. Number two, God who calls you equips you. He will not let you go just like that. He will empower you so that you go in his strength. Because not everybody will be a friend. Some would be enemies, even human beings, yes. But your greatest enemy is the devil. And he knows that it's a fight. And so I would want to encourage all who are here that he who saved you and has called you unto himself is wise. He will not let you enter the battle naked. He will equip you. And we are people who are equipped. And we have a backing. We have authority. If you believe it again, shout amen. Amen. Brothers, Ephesians has a lot to say about our position in Christ. The book of Ephesians. I remember we studied it here, to tell us where we are. If you remember the time when our brother was teaching it here at an OVOC, he said that the first part was to tell the Christians their position in Christ. And let me tell you, brothers and sisters, we are well placed. We are well placed. And whatever the Lord should do for us, he has done it for us. Ephesians chapter 1, 19 to 23. We are reading. Let us all read together. Please, you go along with me. It says what? And his incomparable great power. Incomparable going with great. Those of you who are good in the Queen's language. Incomparably great power. You know, the Bible is not just combining words for nothing. What they saw is what they translated. The first one, the power, incomparably great, they are all qualifying power. Huh? Number one, the power is what? You have not seen it before. Tell the person sitting by, you have not seen it before. You cannot compare it to anything. Some people think we are so powerless Christians. You see, the devil is doing it. Some of the devil is doing it. I thank God that the power that is at work is incomparable. And number two, the power is what? Great. Wow. Let us read. And his incomparably great power for us who believe, not for the whole world, but for those who believe, the power that is at work is incomparable. It is great. Incomparable. It is great. Incomparable. It is great. Greater is he who is in us than he who is in the world. Wow. The power that is at work. And what power? What is that power meant for? It is for us who believe. Look at it. Did he say it is for only pastors? For pastors who believe. For prophets who believe. Wow, wow. For charismatics who believe. For all of us, including Orthodox. Okay. And his incomparably great power for us who believe. Let us continue. That power is like the working of his mighty strength. Now the power is being defined. Let us continue. Which he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms. You know, when he was going up, he was going against the law of gravity, against every law. There was a power. Who says it was just happening for nothing? There was a power. There was a power backing that. Let us continue. He was lifted up above what? Far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every title that can be given, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. Let us continue. And God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything. Head over everything for who? For who? Why is the church now being looked like a powerless something? Why is the church now exhibiting its power? Why does it look like we are weaklings? We are not. And he was lifted up above everything, every rule, every authority. If somebody says upon something, we didn't know. Every time he says stolen upon something, I'm telling you, the devil is good. But the devil is that. But my Jesus is above that. He is far above all rule and what? Authority. Above. Above. Nidinu ayawanwa aduma shenema nidinu ayawanwa enshire abunuzo nidinu ayawanwa ye aduma shenema
Jesus was in ayawanwa
Bury me, dear.
Nanny didn't she say?
Oh, so
my
young two.
Yeah, bury me, dear. Didn't she
say?
Oh, so.
He did all that for the church. He did all that for those who believe. And I pray that you take your rightful position. I pray that we allow the Lord to open our minds to know where we are and to behave based on where we know we are. In fact, that's why the Bible says that we are more than conquerors. Through him, we are more than conquerors. Where he has placed us and what he has done for us. It is just for people to see that he is at work in his church and he is at work in his people. We must allow him. We must allow him. Amen. That is Ephesians 1, 19 to 23. But then I want us also to read Colossians 2, 9 to 15, saying almost the same thing. Colossians 2, 9 to 15. Please let us all read. All the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form. Everything about the Godhead is in him. Let us continue. And you have been given fullness. Who has been given fullness? Believers. That fullness in Christ. Who is the what? Over what? Every power and every authority. Some people say, well, I will not go to my hometown. There are some gods and some... I know somebody, anytime she went to his own hometown, entering the house, she'll be shouting, in the name of Jesus, I take authority. You see that the person is fearful. There are some people who go home without any problem. There are others who are always afraid. It is sad. Because fear has a torment. And if you don't know what you have and you have fear, the devil will use the fear to torment you. But you know, he has not given us the spirit of what? But what kind of spirit has he given us? Boldness. Power. Wow. Tell the person sitting by you, you have not been given the spirit of fear. No, tell him or her again. You have not. When God was giving you things, he did not add fear. The spirit of fear was not part of it. So that you walk in this always fearing, always, I will, they hand over a seat to you. you are the new this, the hand. I said, could you have a computer? I won't sit on that seat. Ah, halala. Buy a new curtain. Buy a new carpet. A new, people are bad. Wherever I have gone, I have sat on old seats. I don't care. Old seat. No, why? Why? He's not giving me any spirit of what? Fear. It wasn't part. He gave me spirit of boldness and power. So wherever I go, any seat I sit, I'll sit. I'll sit. Sit nicely. Because greater is he who is in me than he who is in the world. I only pray and I sit. Somebody will say, give me a new sand, a new bed, a new blanket, a new dish, a new nipper bath. I remember a beza who took over from an old one. He came to tell me, I was a chaplain of the school. He told me, Sofuka, I went, and the other one wanted to put fear in him. You know, motor, bound juju. Full in the office, plenty. You all over. Shovel. And the gentleman was a Catholic. So we went and I said, don't let us not call anybody. Stand here. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we take authority. Whatever has been done here, we cancel it in Jesus' name. We take authority in this room. Let your gentleman work here and work in peace. Protect him and guide him in Jesus' name. Amen. I say, collect them all. Let's throw them away. Collect. Don't worry. Nothing will happen to you. He accepted. If it had been somebody, he would have taken it higher or would have reported it or something. But that was the end. But you know, after just 3 years, the one who did that died. And this one, the old one, is still alive. Many years after, he is still alive. Who says that? Where is power? Power past power. And the power of our Lord Jesus Christ above every power. I told him, Beza, don't worry, don't report to anyone. It's not necessary. Sit there and work nicely. Nothing will happen to you. He rather who loved power. It's gone long ago. That other one is still alive. Who says they, you know, sometimes we let those who believe in those things brag. I'll kill you, I will send you somewhere. Ha! Say, send me. Where? Well, he has not given me any spirit of fear. What he gave me was spirit of what? Power, boldness. You believe that, huh? Are we equipped? Are we strengthened to battle? Do we have authority? If you accept that, shout amen. Amen. Oh, we are not powerless, so let's read. And you have been given fullness in Christ, who is the head of every power and authority. Let's go. In him, you are also circumcised in the putting off of the sinful nature. He made you new, not with a circumcision done by the hands of men, but with the circumcision done by Christ. Let us go. Having been buried with him in baptism, and raised with him through your faith in the power of God, who raised him from the dead. Let's go. When you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your sinful nature, we are going, yes, God made you to be alive with Christ. He forgave all our sins. 14. Having canceled the written code with its regulations, that was against us and that stood opposed to us. Yes, he took it away, nailing it to the cross. And so what has he done? And having disarmed the powers and authorities, he made a spectacle triumphing over them on the cross. We were with him there. Everything against us, he took it there. No weapon fashioned against you shall prosper. And you would confute any tongue that rises against you. All the things that were against you, past, present, future, were all taken there. So, Power belongs to our Lord. Our God reigns. He is in charge. Hallelujah. Amen. Ephesians chapter 2. The first thing I wanted to do is that to let you know what is authority. Authority is delegated. How was it done? And we are looking at how it was done. Jesus did it when he went on the cross. He took authority. He disarmed them. They were all under us. He did it all for the church. For us. So the church is not a powerless thing. And those who believe and are following him, this is what I'm positing. This is what I'm trying to say. Ephesians chapter 2, 1 to 10. Please let us go. As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins. Just like we read in Colossians. The book of Colossians and Ephesians are very close. And theologians even believe that the book of Colossians was written first. And then Ephesians is an expansion about who Jesus is. And so you can see some semblance or relationship. Let's see. As for you, you were, verse 1, please, back to verse 1. As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world. You know why? It's talking in the past. Because now we are Christians. We used to live. But some people are still living like that, though. They used to live, but if anyone is in Christ, is a new creature, all things are. But these days, you find people, they are still in Christ, and they say in Christ, but nothing is changing. What used to be is still used to be. Old company, old food, old drink, old... Please, every Christian must have used to be. If in your life still things have not changed, then I believe you have to be much more serious and hand over your life to Jesus well. So let us read. He says what? In which you used to live when you follow the ways of this world. The ways of the world. Those days we were following the ways, but now we have stopped. But now it's as if 70% Christians, nothing is happening in Ghana. Hey, nothing is happening in Ghana. We are following the world still. They steal, we steal. They quarrel, we quarrel. What? No! This is not what the Lord is saying. Now I'm talking about those who are real believers. If you are here and you are not that type and you are corrupt, they sing, you sing, they laugh, is this not part of you? You are not part of this routine we are reading. Now I must tell you the truth. In fact, you are not part. But the way they are defining it, they will come to the climax where it's enjoyment. These days we have Christians who want the enjoyment, who want the promises, but they don't want to live the life. That one, we abhor it. That's not what he's called us to do. We must live the life. We must sing the song. We must walk the talk. You all accept, huh? My desire and prayer is that one day, if anybody says that he wants to find a Christian and they are counting God, let them also count me. That's my prayer. Give me grace to merit my name. If I'm called a Christian, Lord, let me merit it. And so, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air. Some people don't know they are following the devil. But if you are in the world, he's your master. And then what? The spirit who is now at work in those who are. So those who are disobedient, there's a spirit at work in them. There's a spirit. There's a spirit behind corruption. There's a spirit behind the fraud. There's a spirit behind the 419. There's a spirit behind everything you are seeing. There's a spirit. There is a spirit. We will continue with this verse. But 2 Corinthians 4:4 says that the prince of this world has blinded the eyes of the people of this world so that they will not see what Jesus has done. And so I am saying that there's, when we come to the spirit world, don't think that it is villagers and witches who have spirits at work. No. Behind every disobedience, there's a what? A spirit. That's why stopping is a problem. And that is why for all human beings, there was one definition. For all human beings, for all have sinned. Or we are people who love and hate sin at the same time. You love sin. One part of you loves it. Another part of you also hates it. So you are a walking civil war. One part says, I don't belong. Another says, I belong. Until Jesus redeems you, that is how you are. And there's always a spirit behind it. You know, sometimes we will say it's obsession. Oh, he's obsessed. Or we will say he's what? It's a habit. Or he's an addict. But beyond that, scripture is telling you that there's a spirit behind what? Disobedience. And let us all watch. Let us all watch. If you have a problem where you know the thing is not going, you're always doing it. You say, I'll stop. You are doing it. I'll stop. You are doing it. I'll stop. You are doing it. Then know that there's something enthroned. Making you love disobedience. Please let us continue. All of us also lived among them at one time. We were all like that. Gratifying the what? Cravings of our sinful nature and following its desires and thoughts. Let's go. Like the rest, we were by nature objects of. So when you are in the world, you are an object of what? God's anger is on you. God's anger was on us. Objects of wrath. We needed punishment. Let us continue. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ. Even when we were dead in transgressions. Dead in transgression means that you have reached the point where you couldn't help yourself. You were going deep, 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 deep. Today I'll stop. You will stop. Today I'll stop. Next year I'll stop. I was like that, oh. Dead in transgression. It is by grace you have been saved. Let's continue. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ. Wow, wow, wow. Wow, when I allowed him, initially it was a spirit of disobedience. But when I allowed him and he changed me, how did the change take place? It didn't even happen only here on earth. And when Jesus was being raised up, you were not born. But he knew you would come. And you were in with those who were at that time. And those who will come. We were all in at that time. And God did what? Raised us up with Christ. And when he raised us up, where were we seated? Ask the person sitting by you, where are you sitting now? Where are you sitting? Oh, today, where are you? Oh, are you only here? Wow, wow. I am in Jesus, hidden in Christ, sitting up there.
way. Oh, Christian. Believer. Ah, kawakuma tawe yem. Ebe, the one tears are say, ha. You are up there with him. Let us go. In order that in the coming ages, he might show the incomparable riches of his grace, expressing his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. All us, oh, doing all those things for us, so that in the future, he will do wonderful things to us in Christ Jesus. In order that in the coming ages, he might show the incomparable riches of his grace. People will see, if the devil so subdued you, Jesus will so lift you, that people will say, aye, is it not this bad man? Bad man. But today, he's lifted in lofty places to the glory of God. Oh, if you accept it, shout amen. That is what grace can do. He takes dirty things, wash them nice, lift them up to shame other people. Ah, I didn't hear the amen well, oh. I didn't merit what was being done, but Jesus will do it for me and use me as a trophy to his own glory. He will also use you as a trophy to his own glory. You did not deserve it, but he took you. He washed you. He made you new. He lifted you to where he was. And he's even ready to do wonderful things in the coming ages in your life, so that you will stand to his own glory. If you accept it, shout amen. Amen. We are going. He says, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God. Not by works, so that no one can boast. Let's go. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Hey, we are advanced creation, prepared already, not for bad works, but for what? For what? The devil has no authority over us, because we have been sharpened for good works. And wherever we are the salt and the light of the world. Is it not the case? Just as you are the salt where you are, and the other is the light where he is. So I'm saying that in the spiritual realms, we are not here. Where are we? And even here on this earth, we have been fashioned. Fashioned not for just bad things. Fashioned so that we will not be just useless for the devil. Until your day is past, until your day has come, nobody can catch all your life. Until my day has come. Because my days are in his book. And I am created in his what? For we are God's what? Created in Christ Jesus for what? Which God prepared in advance for us to do. Meaning that you were fashioned for a purpose. And what he has fashioned you to do, you must finish it. So are you an easy prey for the devil? Are you so easy that the devil, you are so useless that the devil say, oh, you see. That is why Christians must be careful. Because we are not like the world. And you, God has placed a purpose on your life. Please find the purpose quickly and fulfill that purpose. Because there's no non-entity. We can't say you are a non-entity. And you don't matter. We all matter. We have been created for a purpose. Tell the person sitting by you, you matter, pa. Hey, you matter. You are God's workmanship. When they say God's workmanship, apart from what was done for the genuine human beings, in Jesus, something happened. He created you for a purpose. Hey. Hey. You know, when I got born again, I was so much interested in witnessing to people. And then some few years, I wanted to become a sofo. I didn't like it. The people I was seeking advice from, they all didn't like it. So, a sofo. One of Sofuba even told me that, oh, my father has no money to look after us. Oh, it's my mother who works at Bank of Ghana, who is, oh, you want to be a Sofu? Oh, your shoe will stand. So I almost believed what they were telling me, because everybody didn't like it. Say, hey, to work for Osofu. Oh, oh, you are brilliant. Find something to do. Oh, oh. But I say it to God's glory. I've not regretted any day I have spent in the things of God. It's not money, but it's satisfaction. Deep within me, I'm satisfied. Do you know how I knew I had entered a good job? When I came in and I started, in my family, anytime there was a funeral or something, my name was nowhere. But immediately I became a reverend. My family, whether I will attend the funeral or I won't attend the funeral, my name became a permanent feature. Meanwhile, I belong to a family of 11 children. You will not find the name of my senior brothers or my junior or my sisters. And I was alone. The family, the extended family, the whole family. I'm the neighbor, she ain't reading about da, 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 da. Then the names begin. Lo and behold, my name. So that is a status symbol. If anything at all, my name is on the... I'm just saying this. But to tell you, the one who fashioned our lives know what he wants to use our lives for. At the end of the day, he will not put us to shame. The Bible says nobody who puts his trust in him will be put to shame. At the end of the day, when you have known the purpose of God for your life and you have fulfilled it, God will be glorified and you will be blessed. If you accept that, shout amen. Do you know, I don't want to leave this area. I sense within my spirit that it is for somebody that I said this. The purpose of God, you know. But doing it now is a problem for you. Let me tell you. Knowing the purpose of God for your life is the best thing that can happen to you. It will not let you grope in this world. It will bring meaningfulness into your life. And for you, I am emphasizing the word. Please respond and don't fight the will of God for your life. We are continuing. Brothers and sisters, I'm saying that we are important in the plan of God. I want us to quickly look at some 3 or 4 verses and then we proceed quickly and begin to pray. Ephesians 3:20. Let us read. He says what? Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. You know, we are not walking powerless. There's a power that is at work within us. Do we accept it? There's a power that is at work within us. The Holy Spirit is in. And it is giving us power. And so we can, so that we can exercise our authority. You have power back in you. And there's power working in you. You are not powerless. Ephesians 4, verse 30. It says what? And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of what? Redemption. If you read Ephesians, this means that when God saved you, he decided to give an advance payment to show you that one day he will pay all. Advance. And the advance is the Holy Spirit. So showing that the real is coming. And he sealed that. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, whom you were sealed for the day of what? Redemption. It's a guarantee that God will provide the rest. Brothers, we are not walking alone. I'm talking about the authority of the believer. We are not walking alone. There's power at work in us because of the Holy Spirit in us. As many as are led by the Holy Spirit, they are what? The sons of God. If we are not led, then we are not children. But as his children, the Holy Spirit is in there. We don't walk alone. The final thing on this one, Ephesians 1, 13 and 14. It says what? And you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit. Tell the person sitting by you, have a seal on your life. A seal, seal, seal. We have a former Supreme Court judge here. Sir, what is a seal? Seal. Sir. Sorry, oh, sir, sorry. Mark of identity on you. That you belong to somebody. This is like you are wearing the ring here. Just anybody who sees it means that this thing has an owner. Ownership. It's an issue of ownership. I don't want to make those who are not wearing sado, but you also have an owner. And the Bible is saying here that there's a seal on your life. And what is the seal? The promised Holy Spirit. So you belong. Who do you belong to? You belong to God. You are the Father's daughter. The Father's son. That is even higher than wife, or husband. Wife and husband is for the earth. When we get to heaven, it's not there. So if you play with yours here, I keep on saying you, and then you are lying to me that, you see, I will lie by you when you die, and I will also die. I don't need you to lie by me. It's not necessary. After death, it's not necessary. When we are going to heaven, my wife is here, but it's not necessary. Oh. So, mommy, if you want to do me good, do me now. Oh. Because it's not necessary after death. After death, the important thing is that I'm married to the Lord. And we are the bride of what? The bridegroom. And he will come for his bride. And I will be in the groove. With my wife. I'm part of the bride. So if mommy will call me, I say, it's past. Because I'm now with the bride, the real bridegroom. Hallelujah. There's a seal upon my life. And what is the seal? Holy Spirit. That is the source of our authority. And because it's the source of our authority, what do? We are in a fight. I'm just mentioning some verses. Please, we have been given the authority and ability to resist the devil here. So James 4, 7 says what? Submit to God first. You submit to God first. He says what? Submit yourselves, then to God. Resist the devil, and the devil will do what? Did he tell us that you can't resist the devil? Oh, you can't resist. First thing is you submit to God. Like you are submitting now. Accept him. Let him be your savior. Let him be your Lord. Let him be your... Yes. Then you are empowered. When you find something that the enemy is doing, the word is resist. 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 And when you resist, he will not just walk away. He will... From who? You. You tell the person to buy you. Did he say that submit yourself then to God? And when the devil is disturbed, you call Reverend and let him anoint you. Who should do the resisting?
tell the one sitting by you, sister, the resistor. Sister, the resistor. Resist. Brother, the resistor. Resist. You yourself, resist. You have been empowered so much that you should be able to resist. There are some Christians now, the devil is happening, working in the family, the devil is destroying. He says, oh, I mean, the devil. When you cry, it's not resisting. No. The issue is resist. 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 Tell him the position you are taking, the devil. I won't allow you to take this position in this house. You don't belong here. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You will leave this house. Resist. Second Corinthians 10:4 says that the weapons we fight with are not the weapons of what? The world. But what weapons? On the contrary, they have divine power. They do what? Demolish strongholds. We can demolish strongholds too. We can demolish strongholds too. We can demolish strongholds too. We can demolish. So what are we doing? The devil is working and you are sitting. How long? Let us demolish. I want us to pray. You know Ephesians 6 already. Ephesians 6, 10 to 19. You know already. We are fighting not against flesh and blood, but what? Classes. But whatever it is, we have an equipment. We don't have time. I don't want to. I want us to pray. Please let us stand. So we can resist, eh? We can demolish strongholds, eh? Who can do that, eh? Who can do that? Are you sure? Lawyers can do it, eh? Doctors can do it, eh? Akari Church, we can do it. Orthodox Church, you can do it. Or charismatic people can do it. We can do it in Jesus' name. We have believed in him. We can resist. We are going to pray. We are praying for Ghana. You see disobedience, and sometimes you just read as disobedience, but there's a spirit behind that. Can't we resist? This evening we are resisting. We are praying a prayer resisting the enemy. And do you know, if you read Ephesians 6, where prayer comes, it says that, and pray constantly. There's nothing like, I prayed the other time, this time I can't. No, prayers must be constant. Luke 18 verse 1 says, Jesus told them a parable to the effect that men ought to pray and not to faint. So it's not an issue. Oh, suffer. This thing you are saying, when Aglo met, we prayed. Oh, no. We must continue to pray until we see it done. That is what we call praying through. So we are resisting the enemy. And you know the spirits you must resist in this country. Are you happy with the things going on? We are not talking about any man. We are talking about things we know as disobedience. And there's a spirit behind that. That God will raise his mighty arm. And we are resisting now. You are part of Ghana. If you don't resist, it's not my matter. It's our matter. And let us all resist. And you know how to pray resistance prayer. Resistance prayer, when you are resisting, it's like a tug of war. And you are resisting. Resist means with all seriousness, with all concentration. You know what you are doing. Let us resist. The spirits of disobedience at work in our land. You have authority. Let us pray now. Okaya nababi kariba santa loria nababa kariba santa loria. Osata kariba santa loria nababi. In the mighty name of Jesus, God and our Master, we are praying, resisting every work of the enemy. Oh, in our land, we pray in Jesus' name, that Lord and our Master, you will lift up your mighty arm. Lord and our Master, work in our land, oh God, in Jesus' name. Lord and our Master, the spirits of disobedience in our land, we are praying in Jesus' name, resisting their works, resisting their works, resisting, Lord, spirits of all fraud, of corruption, of destruction, of for what night of scab, Lord, and all the spirits of sin, fraud, Lord, and the rest we see in our land, Lord, we are resisting in Jesus' name, we are resisting, Lord. Resist their works, Lord and our Master. Spirits of frustration, the spirits of the God, no work, Lord. We are resisting them. And they are all in Jesus' name. Resisting their work in our land. Lord and our Master. Yeah, God, we are praying. Yes, our weapons can demolish strongholds. Even the things that seem to be strongholds in our life. Yes, yes, our weapons can demolish them. And prayer can demolish that. We are praying, Lord, and our Master, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, and our Master, every work of the enemy, oh God, in our land, everything that the devil is planting and showing and working on, we pray in the mighty name of Jesus that your mighty hand shall be at work in our land, oh God, demolishing every work of the devil, oh God. I pray in Jesus' name that your mighty arm shall be at work in our land, God and our Master. Lord, work here, never Santaluria. Yakiri was Santaluria. Yes, 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 yes. Yeah, God will do it. God, you will do it. You will visit us, visit us, visit us, visit us with your grace, oh God. In the cross, in the cross, be my glory ever.
Shall find rest beyond the river.
Before we leave this place, what God must do, we should see before we leave. In the cross, we must see the power of the cross at work in our land. Be my glory
ever till my raptured soul shall find rest beyond the river.
We are praying now for your family. And you are resisting the things you see the enemy doing in your family. I don't know, extended or your close family. Whatever you see, which is the work of the enemy, you see that the thing is happening consistently. You have prayed about it before, but the Lord is giving you an opportunity again this evening to resist the work of the enemy. In fact, you can demolish strongholds in the family. Don't allow them to grow or fester. Don't say that, yes, I've done it sometime, I didn't go. But please, be consistent in your prayer. And so this evening, join with all who are praying for their families and resist the enemy. There's a prayer exercising your authority, telling the enemy to leave what he is doing. In the family, you know the things you are seeing, the things that are bringing destruction, the enemy steals the thing that is stealing the peace of the family. You know he comes to destroy, he comes to kill, And the things you are seeing that must really be resisted, please pray now and resist the enemy. Pray, pray, pray. Demolish strongholds. God, that we are prayed. Your own family. Exercise your authority in Jesus and resist the works of the enemy in the family. Are you allowing the thing to continue? Are you allowing the disobedience to continue? Is there no spirit behind that? Resist in Jesus' name. Resist in Jesus' name. Resist in Jesus' name. Resist in Jesus' name. Father, we are praying. Resisting every work of the enemy in the mighty name of Jesus. Yakere basata la ria da basata puria. Oya da bakere basata loria da bakere basata lori. Oya da bakere basata loria da bakere basata loria. The mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We resist the works of the enemy. Lord, in our families, Lord, in the family, the spirit that planted that and said people should not marry in that family, Lord, we are praying. The mighty name of Jesus is the authority you have given us. Tell them, Lord, to leave, to remove their hearts in Jesus' name. To remove their hands in Jesus' name. To remove their hearts in Jesus' name. To remove their hearts in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We are praying. We are believing. We are believing you, Lord. We know. We are believing you, Lord. Yeah. We are believing you. 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 In Jesus' name. We are now praying for our church. What are the things that you can resist? The church is always under battle with the enemy. And what do you see that you can battle with now? Look at our church. Anything that strikes you, that this thing you think is the work of the enemy, please resist now. Pray in prayer and resist. The church must carry authority. The church must carry the power of the living God. It is the bride of Christ. It must be seen in all its beauty. There must not be any ugliness. It must be growing from grace to grace and growing towards perfection. That is the church of the living God. Pray. The head of the church is the Lord himself. Pray. Resist anything you see that is not going on well. For every disobedience, there's a spirit behind that. God, living God, we resist this work of the enemy in Jesus' name. Take authority from the Lord and resist whatever the enemy is doing now. Pray. 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 And one day when you see the church arrayed well, well-dressed, in beauty, you know that you were part of those who prayed, who resisted the work of the enemy. The church. The church. The church. Why should Ghana be said to have 70% Christians? We know full of nominal Christians and yet not have a testimony. We know God can do it. Resist the spirit that is behind that. The spirit of disobedience, even working amongst some of God's people, God will resist that spirit. Let the beauty of your church be seen. Let the beauty of the body of Christ be seen. Look at what some pastors are doing. I am included. Look at what some of us are doing.
Do you see beauty? Beauty in ministry, beauty with those who are leading the church. There's a spirit behind the disobedience. Resist, 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 resist.
Lord, that I must stretch for your mighty arm, O God, over your people, whatever spirit of disobedience, O God, working amongst your people and letting not this country see the beauty, Lord, of your church. I pray in Jesus' name. Lord, resist the spirit of disobedience, O God, that I must the spirit, O God, of greed, the spirit, O God, of extortion, oh, from pastors, Lord, we are praying, forgive us, Lord, and Lord, we are resisting the spirit that is behind all this. Oh, in Jesus' name, the spirit of disobedience working amongst your people, we resist that spirit. 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 In Jesus' name.
We are exercising our authority this evening. Now, in telling the things in us, your own life, what are the things that you feel must not be where they are in your life? You are going to resist now. This one I leave you. If you pray, you know it's good for you. Resist the enemy. Demolish things. You don't know how they came, but God has given you the authority to demolish. And so you are praying now in your own life. In your own life. In your own life. Whatever the enemy is doing, please resist it now. Demolish the thing now. Let it not stay. Let it not stay. Let it not stay. Let it not stay. Let us pray. Resist it now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, in our own lives, we are praying. Resist. Resist. Exercise your authority. Exercise your authority. Do you know we were being told last week, even some diseases are from the enemy, and you need to resist. What are the things happening in your life that you must resist now? Resist. Resist them now. Resist them now. In Jesus' name.
It is Jesus. Yes, it is Jesus. It is Jesus. Glory. and his glory has made me whole. One more time, sing it to God. It is Jesus. Oh, yes, it is Jesus.
We are praying the last prayer, and that prayer is based on a revelation I received when I came here. I saw a river flowing, and the water was dirty. And the message I received is that that is what some have. What they are drinking is not nourishing them, helping them. But they have nothing to drink. And it is a spiritual thing. You are here, but you are not happy. What is going on is not making you happy. You are not satisfied. Our Lord will do it. If you alone have been battling with it, and it is not leaving, let us join our forces together and pray for you. And the Lord will listen. As we sing, if you are in the group like this, will you come forward so that I place my hands on behalf of all who are here? Not that I have special hands, no. But just as a point of contact on behalf of all who are here, believing that God Himself will reach you. What you are drinking is not what is satisfying you. Let us close our eyes. And if you are in the group, you know your problem. I won't ask the problem. But you can come forward. Father, this evening, you have taught us. All that we have heard in the months, you are trying to tell us that you have given us authority and that you are in charge and you are the source of our power. I pray. I know you want to tell us that we need to exercise our authority. Father, grant us the grace. And any time we have to use our authority, remind us. Let us know. I am praying that you touch all your children standing before you now and grant us that great insight that you, only you, Holy Spirit, can grant. Reveal our position in you to us and let us know where we are sitting. If anybody is battling with the spirit of fear, your word says, you have not given anyone the spirit of fear. We banish that fear in Jesus' name. It doesn't belong here. It is in the wrong place. In Jesus' name. Spirit of fear, leave. Now, Lord, let that boldness that comes from your spirit and let that power that comes from you be seen in our lives. Lord, let it be seen in our lives. Let it be seen. The power that helps us to conquer the flesh, the world, and the enemy. Let it be at work in us mightily to your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Let the church of God shout amen to that.
Amen.
Please sit.